I'm Celeste Headlee. This is On Second Thought. This weekend, the popular HBO show Vice Principals ends after two seasons. The show revolves around a high school vice principal named Neil Gamby. He's played by Statesboro, Georgia native Danny McBride, who is also co-creator of the series. And on the show, his character is bound and determined to become the school's new principal. Here's a scene from the first episode of the series. Neil Gamby is trying to win support for his principal bid from a school cafeteria worker.
What you do is very important, okay? When I become principal, I'm going to make sure you finally get the respect you're due.
And that's what I'm talking about. You're going to get us a raise?
No, it's not going to be a raise. I'm just going to make sure that, you know, people don't look down upon you like they do now.
I know everybody was looking down on me, but...
No, I'm not, but you know how students look at you guys, just like I would never want to do that job. But I'm going to change that image for you guys.
Danny McBride joins me from Charleston, South Carolina. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you left L.A. and live in South Carolina full time, yeah?
Yes, that's right. We shot Vice Principals down here in 2015. We were here for about 8 months shooting that. And during that time period, me and my cohorts just sort of fell in love with this town. We had such a good time here, and all of us have young children, and we were all sort of itching for a change from Los Angeles. So we ended up all just kind of moving our company down here, and we all moved down, and now we're just trying to work out of Charleston, South Carolina, and not get too fat from eating all this delicious food.
Barbecue, probably. You know, I mean, I'm sure you already know all the film and TV work that's going on in Georgia, so much that they call the state Yollywood. I don't know if you heard that.
I like that.
But has it been difficult to make everything happen in South Carolina the way that you would be able to do it in L.A.?
You know, so honestly, like, I rarely worked in Los Angeles when I was living out there. You know, when every time we did Eastbound, we'd always travel back to North Carolina. We did a little bit in Myrtle Beach. We shot in Puerto Rico. And like I said, Vice Principals was here. You know, a lot of our stories are just set in the South. And so for us, we really like to, you know, bring the story to film, like where the, you know, where it really takes place. I think you just you can find local talent and just those faces that you don't necessarily find in Los Angeles that really kind of sells the authenticity.
So you were born in Statesboro, but I understand you very quickly left as a kid and were raised in the Carolinas. And then your co-star Walter Goggin was born in Alabama but raised in Georgia. Do you think of Vice Principals as being like a Southern show?
You know, I think we get that you know, asked a lot. You know, I mean, it takes place in the South, but you know, for us, I think for the type of comedy we have, we tend to sort of deal with these characters that are kind of bulls in a china shop. And I think the more realistic that china shop feels, the more cringy and destructive that behavior can be. So for us, it's like we set these stories in the South just because we know the South. We know the subtle things that define the South or the unique things that, you know, are specific to the South that you wouldn't really, you know, have if you had a story based in New York or Los Angeles or Boston. And so, I think for us, we're not trying to write some sort of like power ballad, you know, for the South, but at the same time, we just set it there because that's what we know. You know, if I were to write a story that took place in New York City, I would just be, you know, writing based on what I'd seen in movies or stories. And so we think it's cooler to pull from our own experiences and what we've seen firsthand.
Well, let's hear another little clip from Vice Principals. In this one, pretty sure it's the first episode. The principal is leaving because his wife is dying, and at the ceremony, a student starts singing. Other students are sort of heckling, and your character Neil Gamby calls out the students.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
No.
You're everything.
You two, I want to know what's so damn funny in my office after the assembly. Do you hear me? What is it? Is it her voice that's funny? Or maybe it's Miss Wells dying. You think that's funny? It's not funny. It's a beautiful moment and you've ruined it.
What makes a school situation sort of a good setting for jokes? Because Eastbound and Down, you were a substitute gym teacher. And in this one, you're an aspiring principal. Why a school setting?
You know, I think that, I was a substitute teacher for a little bit in my early 20s in a high school, and I always thought it was very interesting to, like, sit in the teacher's lounge and kind of realize, wow, there's all these people that are in this building under the same roof, and those kids have no idea what is going on with these teachers, and these teachers have no idea what's going on with these kids. And it's very rare to find a place like that where there's so many different types of people, so many ambitions and storylines and heartbreaks all happening under the same roof. And yet these two sides could be completely, like, lost in terms of what the other's dealing with. And so it just seemed like a perfect place to sort of have a variety of characters. And then I think, you know, the idea that this is sort of like a battle for the throne, you know, who can run a place like that, you know, run this kingdom, it just seemed like a funny place to sort of set such a weird power struggle.
So here's the thing about you, Danny McBride. I keep reading these descriptions of who you are as an actual person from you, the mm-hmm. people you've worked with. And, like, the most common thing they say is he is not at all every single one of the characters that he plays. Except for the Ridley Scott movie. So, so
I do know how to fly spaceships. That is true.
That's right. But I was told that you expected to be killed off pretty quickly in that Alien movie. You thought you were going to die?
Yeah, I never thought that Ridley Scott would ever even, you know who I am, let alone ask me to be in a film of his. And so, you know, I was just thrilled to sort of meet him. And so when I got the script, I thought for sure, like, I'm sure I'll die pretty quickly. And I remember getting through, like, I'm still alive. I couldn't believe it.
So, I mean, I read that part of the reason you thought that is that you thought he was going to give you a part that was similar to the other parts that you play, like Kenny Powers or Pineapple Express, where you're kind of this loud-mouthed, slightly dumb dude. Which is, every person who's worked for you said is the opposite of who you are.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just, you know, I think that, you know, comedically, I'm just kind of fascinated by just people that have this sort of, like, you know, this kind of arrogance or this, like, this ego when they don't really have anything to kind of back it up. That's just always been something to me that I just have always found funny. So I think, you know, when the stuff we write, we always tend to dip into that. And then I think, you know, in Hollywood, everyone just kind of does what they've seen before. So I think even, you know, so a lot of the opportunities I would be presented with sometimes would have shades of things I've done before. And so it was exciting to get something where someone was kind of relying on a different set of skills for you to sort of pull it off.
And I want to play a clip in when Walton Goggins is in the scene with you. He grew up here in Georgia. He plays Lee Russell, who's the other, well, I guess you guys aren't very often co-vice principal or not for very long because you get shot pretty quickly. But this is when you're not getting along.
Russell, do not try to ruin this moment for me.
First thing I'm going to do when I become principal is fire you. You're going to lose everything, your house, your car, your couch, anything else you got on layaway.
You know, the first thing I'm going to do when I become principal is not fire you, but keep you on staff as my slave.
So, is everything scripted in this show? Is there any improvisation?
You know, we do improv a little bit, but we definitely stuck to the script more than we did in Eastbound. You know, in Eastbound, we were just getting our footing and figuring out what our tone was. And we would find that a lot of times by just riffing on what we had written and just kind of like sometimes just throwing what was written out on the first take and just kind of like just being in the moment and seeing where it went. But this this show was, I think, a little bit more delicate, and there's so many kind of spinning plates it had to be designed. It had to be precise. And so we actually improv the least amount of anything we've done on this. But we, you know, we're not afraid of it. We'll still, you know, if somebody can beat a joke on the day, we gladly challenge them to do it.
So since you keep mentioning Eastbound and Down, which is what many people may know you for, let's hear some of that. That was also on HBO. You were a relief pitcher. You were kicked out of the big leagues, and you end up working as a substitute, a gym teacher at a middle school. So here you are talking to the students.
I'll be your new PE teacher till Coach Booth's back is fixed. Yeah, I'm famous, la-di-da, big deal. Now this time I'd like to field any questions anybody has. This is the time to do it. You, big kid.
Do we have to run the mile?
I'm talking about me. These are questions about me personally as a superstar. You know, you got this moment in time here with an American icon. You're going to waste it asking a question about the mile?
So, do you let your kids watch shows in which you're swearing a lot?
I don't. My son is 6 years old. My daughter's two. I think the 2 year old could handle it, but the 6 year old would just imitate it too much. So he's not allowed. He doesn't really know what I do. I think he thinks I work at the cable company.
Your 6 year old thinks you work at the cable.
I think so.
your family was a little bit shocked. Was it your mom or your grandma that was shocked to hear you swearing?
I think they all were, and it's just something we don't really talk about in my house, you know. But, I mean, I grew up in a pretty religious household when I was a kid, and, yeah, so I think that my parents' friends and, you know, distant relatives' friends, I mean, like, I'll have a movie come out, and I just won't really hear from anybody for a little bit.
If you're just joining me, I'm talking to Danny McBride. The new season of the current second and I guess final season of Vice Principals ends this weekend. And let's talk about that, the fact that it is such a short run. Was it? I read that you intended, kind of thought of Vice Principals as seeing sort of a novel or more movie instead of a sitcom. Was it always intended to only be two seasons?
Yeah, it was. You know, we really looked at a school year and just figured that we would tell a story based in, like, you know, two semesters, like a school year. And so we would have, you know, it seemed like a kind of an interesting way to present a story. And, you know, I feel like as TV and film sort of like meld into the same thing here, it kind of almost feels, I feel like it's, you know, to us, it was a way to start reevaluating how shows are conceived. And I've always have thought that one of the biggest downfalls for television shows, I think it you know, when it comes to the actors you can get and even to the creative aspects of it, just having some open-ended story that could go on for years and years and years, it's just, I don't know, I feel like it's, you know, to me, it's not exciting. I want something where I know what the stakes are in the beginning. I know what I'm working towards. I know what it's building towards. Everything's informed and nothing is just sort of an episode order. And so I really liked having a story that we knew exactly where it was going so we could just execute it and not sort of like write so that like we can keep all the plates spinning in case we want to come back for more or any of that.
So we will find out who shot Neil Gamby.
You will. The story, you know, this is a story about two men going for a principal job and yeah, and you will find out who gets it and you'll also find out who shot him.
Well, I want to play a clip from one of my favorite movies, Tropic Thunder. It's about the group of actors making a film based on a war memoir written, well, we think it was true, written by Nick Nolte's character. You're a crew member. You're in charge of the big explosions. And in this case, you're trying to make small talk with Nolte's character.
Yeah, I've never been in the military per se, but I have lost an appendage in the line of duty driving Miss Daisy for a studio gig.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool sidearm you got there. What is it?
I don't know what it's called. I just know the sound it makes when it takes a man's life.
How do you know when you're writing how far is too far? I mean, that's a movie that really skirts that edge, and it does it successfully. But how do you know?
You know, I think that what you have to do is you have to just really open yourself up to, like, knowing that you're not coming from a bad place. You're trying to ultimately entertain people. And so I think you have to be comfortable with trying everything. And you know, you have to know that you are going to go over the line sometimes. So, and that can be the judge of how much you need to bring it back or bring it forward. And it really just is about following your gut with that stuff. I mean, it's just I don't know. I feel like between David Green and Jody Hill, the other guys I work on the show with, we all sort of balance each other out or push each other sometimes into the stratosphere of like what's acceptable and what's not. And I think ultimately it's not coming from an evil place. So even if it does offend people, in my heart, I know that we're not trying to do something that's negative for society.
So your next movie is a horror movie. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, David Green, who directs the second season of Vice Principals, he was approached by Blumhouse, you know, to reboot and relaunch the Halloween franchise. And I've always been a humongous fan of horror films and specifically the Halloween franchise. And yeah, he asked if I'd be interested in helping him crack it. And so David and I, like, you know, sat down and tried to come up with a take that we thought would be worthy enough. And then we actually went and pitched it to John Carpenter to see if he approved. We really didn't want to like participate with this if it wasn't something that Carpenter thought was like worthy. And so
I just want to make sure our listeners are staying with us. John Carpenter directed the very first Halloween movie with Mike Myers in the character of Mike Myers in 1978.
Yeah, I mean, he's just such an incredible director. He's been responsible for so many of the films that I grew up on and love, everything from Big Trouble in Little China to The Thing. I mean, he's He's amazing. So it was, it was wild to go to his office and meet him and then to, like, tell him where you wanted to take the story of Michael Myers, a character he created. It was awesome. But we got his seal of approval, and we've pounded out a script, and we were able to convince Jamie Lee Curtis to reprise her role as, as the main character. And, yeah, we're going to shoot it here in Charleston.
Do you want to do the Quentin Tarantino or Alfred Hitchcock thing and appear in this movie and possibly get blown up?
You know what? I think that appearing in Alien was enough for me. I don't need to have my ugly mug show up in the Halloween movie. I'm perfectly okay with sitting back and watching other people get murdered by Michael Myers.
And can you even give us a hint at the body count?
It is a pretty high body count, yes. I think it will be, for people who like high body counts, they're about to get some.
That is actor and writer Danny McBride. The Georgia native is the star and co-creator of the HBO show Vice Principals. The series finale airs Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Cool. I appreciate it.
And that's it for today's show. But as always, we want to hear from you. What are you watching right now? What TV show would you recommend other people take a look at? Maybe even worthy of binge watching. Call us at 404-500-9457. You can also reach out on Twitter or Facebook. For today, that's On Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Celeste Headlee. Have a great day.